On Golf on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Welcome back to Hooked on Golf. Sunday morning, Mitch, we've been fortunate over the 25 years of our show to have some wonderful guests, and we're going to welcome in the iconic Chip Beck, who we should probably talk quietly because I understand Chip is on the golf course this morning. Good morning, Chip. John Abendroth here, my partner Mitch Jurisich alongside.
Oh, nice to be speaking with you. I'm at Hudson National this morning, one of the prettiest golf courses in New York. It's fantastic.
Are you in mid-round?
I'm on the third hole.
And how do you stand so far?
Well, I just missed about a 10-footer to go one up, so I'm kind of struggling here. But I think I've given my playing partners a little bit too many strokes, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
But I remember that L.A. Open that I won in 88. It was my first victory after 10 years on the tour, man. I've always had a sweet spot for that Riviera Country Club.
Yeah, that's a great one there. And as I like to say, being both a golfer and a fisherman, nets are for fishermen. So tell that to your guys you're giving strokes to this morning.
I'll do that.
Hey, we want to get a wonderful trip out of the way, or a promotion for a trip. Cover that first with you, because, you know, we could have you on for a couple hours with all the things you've done in golf. But you were a Ryder Cup player, and the Ryder Cup is coming up in France, and you've got a wonderful trip that you're putting together with Premier Golf. You can go on a Viking River cruise and then go to the Ryder Cup September 25 through August 5. What a wonderful opportunity for enthusiastic golf fans.
You know what's so nice about it? This is like going to be their 14th consecutive Ryder Cup. Premier Golf really runs a great program. And then we're going to be taking a cruise ship down the same river, which is really exciting. So it'll be like a 250-man ship, a Viking ship. And, you know, they've got all kinds of deals going right now, like 30% discounts. But that Club de National Golf Club, man, is going to be spectacular. It was built for the Ryder Cup about 20 years ago. And it can seat 70,000 people. So that's going to be real exciting. So, John, I'm going to hit my wedge shot. Listen to it.
Okay.
I've got about 78 yards.
Short backswing, good follow through.
I'm going to set the face at the target, hit a little cut in there.
Okay.
So I got away with it.
So how close?
Oh, that was about 20 feet, unfortunately.
Okay.
Well, maybe I was concerned about your conversation.
Yeah,
isn't that good?
You're way too kind.
Well, it shows your competition today is not what it used to be when you were playing fully on the tour as well.
Don't tell Steve Stewart, Michael Gagan that they won't be too happy.
Hey, listen, getting back to this cruise. Now, when you take this cruise down the Seine River and you go to the Ryder Cup, are you staying aboard the ship? Is that your hotel room?
Mostly we are.
Oh,
what's
neat.
Nice about it. What's really nice about it, they've got all kinds of trips planned. They have all kinds of programs planned for the non-golfer as well as the golfer.
Ah.
And I like my wife is going. I'm taking my little girl. Well, she's 26 now, and she's really excited about going into Paris to see all the fashion and,
sure,
you know, all the museums. You know, it where the golf club is, it's near Versailles, so they have all – It's the greatest place in the world. It's going to be the greatest Ryder Cup probably in the history. It's only the second time it's ever gone to the European soil. You know, the first one was at Valderrama. So it's going to be really exciting. It's going to be something, one of the great sporting events of the world because of where it is and the way the Europeans just love their team, you know.
And I have a vision that maybe at breakfast or refreshments after the event during the day that you'll be there to help answer questions and talk to people and make predictions and really be there to host it and to sort of shepherd the folks of how to watch and who you think is going to be getting the points.
Absolutely. And what's nice about that is you can just choose to go for the Ryder Cup, or you can choose to go to Normandy, or you can choose to do a lot of other things. But I'll be hosting a table of at least 10 every night on the ship. And that's and I'll have the Ryder Cup with me. It'll be a lot of fun.
Well, now somebody
inside scoop, you know, and I know those guys. So, like, if I run into Thomas Bjorn or if you know Jim Furyk, I'll be able to introduce the guys. So that's a nice inside touch.
There you go. And I was just going to say, somebody is going to at that table. Somebody is going to ask you, give me your most memorable Ryder Cup memory when you played. So give us a little preview of what you're going to tell them when they ask that.
Well, what was fascinating, in 1991, I drew Ian Woosnam, who was the number one player in the world.
Sure.
And it was right in the middle of the match. It was like sixth match of the day. And my match was such that if I won, we'd probably win. If I didn't, it was a sure loss for the Ryder Cup. And Ian was the number one player in the world at the time. That was the year he out on the 18th hole at Augusta. He drove it over the bunker, hit 9-iron in there. I'd never seen a guy do that. And so, anyways, I tell you what, I got to that 17th tee and Payne Stewart's hit me on the back. Come on, Chip. Come on, Chip. My caddy got there and said, Chip, you just laid up with a 3-wood. You hit it 210. It's 209. It's a 3-wood. I knocked that ball on the green just over the back and got it up and down for a one-up win over Ian Woosnam. Let me tell you, 2-1, it was unbelievable. That guy, I had to hold it out of the bunkers, out of the fairway to beat him. But, you know, what's nice about the Ryder Cup, it's a real social game, and people have a real good time with it. So It'll be fascinating to watch all the new players coming in. And, you know, even this week they have a European Tour event in on this golf course, and Justin Thomas went over there to play it. So it's going to be a good precursor, and you'll see it's a very good risk-reward golf course. So the guys that are with me will know the best spots to watch it and all the ins and outs. So it'll be a great, great event.
And I was a little surprised. I heard some commentary that Justin Thomas was the only player that went over to play this golf course in preparation for the Ryder Cup. A little surprised that others didn't. And here's a good story that we were related to, that after playing in one of your Ryder Cups, that you shot your 59 shortly after that. So that must have got you in a right frame of mind for playing golf.
Well, there's no doubt about it. And I almost made my putt. They probably lost the hole. These guys get too many strokes.
They're going to hope you stay on the show for about 2 hours.
But, you know, we played Kiawah Island, and every you know, the greens, it was so windswept there, and the greens were so big, and it was the grand opening. You know, Pete Dye built this golf course, and the putts were breaking two and three different ways. And I'll never forget the first day when I got hot with my putter to shoot the 59, the first hole, I drove it in the right rough, batted a 7-iron up on the green, and ran this 60-footer that went straight into the middle of the hole. I couldn't believe it. And then it looked like a wash tub. I knocked everything in after that. That was kind of fun. But I think, you know, I was at the peak of my game, and it just happened for me. You know, it's like anybody, things go their way, right?
Right, exactly. Well, listen, this is the last one from me, and I'm assuming the guys that you're playing with are amateurs?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well.
President of the club.
Okay.
And I'm telling you right now, this is the best view of New York. I'm overlooking the Hudson River. From the top up here of Hudson National, you can't believe it. Tom Fazio course, I'm loving it.
I'm gonna make this one statement. I hope you take it the right way. I think of you every time I leave the 13th green and go to the 14th tee, because that's usually around the time I have 59.
That'd be really funny.
Yeah. I got five more holes to go, but I'm tied with Chip Beck right now.
Yeah, I love that. That's the beauty of golf.
It is.
Know? I've always felt like I could do things Arnold Palmer did, you know?
Right,
it's
right.
It's funny, isn't it?
Yeah, you'll hit a shot one time during a round of golf, and you say to yourself, Jack Nicklaus would take that shot I just hit.
Without a doubt.
Yep.
Without a doubt.
Yep.
Chip, thank you so much. I've enjoyed your enthusiasm of golf and the way you played over the years, and keep it up. And we appreciate the time, and we'll maybe have you on again before the Ryder Cup or after. Thank you so much, and play well the rest
please,
of the day.
Please, let's do. Please, let's do. I would love to go more into all the great packages they have, and, you know, all the seven nights and the beautiful the packages are spectacular.
And we'll let our listeners know how to reach Premier Golf as well.
Amen. Thank you so much.
And we'd stick around to hear your tee shot, but we got to sell some stuff. So thanks a lot, Chip.
Yeah, stay hooked on golf, right?
There you go. Thanks, Chip.
Be good.
All right, Chip Beck. What a nice man.
Nice man. Awesome, awesome career. 4 tour wins. And
puts his phone down so we can hear his wedge shot. It sounded pretty crisp.
It did, yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Well, you know what? We've had interesting guests, and we've had guests that – you know, didn't remember to come on or slept through it and all that. But Chip is awesome to do that. And if you want to have some, get some information about this trip, Premier Golf out of Georgia is where you can find it. And you can either drop us a note at John or Mitch at Hooked on Golf. We'll get you there. But Christine.Berwyn, B-E-R-W-Y-N, at premiergolf.com. And she can get you information for that. And I'll give you a number for Christine as well, 970-333-3144. And this would be a fun one for maybe even one of our golf professionals locally to maybe bring
take some
foursome from his club or something like that.
Great idea.
And I'm sure there's some golf that can be played in the area as well. So
and if you're a guy or a gal who's your significant other isn't a golfer, you know, you go enjoy the golf, they enjoy France.
Yeah.
You know?
And surprise your wife with a trip like this. Say, honey,
yeah,
I'll be back in a couple weeks. Have a good time without
right.
me.
Yeah.
Or as my wife likes to say, it's a jacation.
A jacation. Well, if you can't afford to go there or don't have the means, wherewithal, or temerity, how about this? The sun is out, the grass is green, and the fairways are rolling, so why not come out and get around in a TPC Harding Park, home of the 2020 PGA Championship and the 2025 President's Cup. Tee times are available daily. Just visit tpc.com/Harding Park to book your tee time today. And if you want to know all about their deals and steals, join their e-club to get all the scoop.
Coming back, Hooked on Golf, Cambria, the golf and sports leader.
Hooked on Golf, sponsored by Block Construction, team players you can trust on KNBR 680. You're listening to Hooked on Golf on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Hooked on Golf, Sunday morning. I keep rolling back to Saturday, and
it's only been 6 months.
I know. Well, yeah. My whole weekend is like
it's different.
Yeah. On Saturday mornings, I'm out looking because it's not a morning to have to go into the show. I'm looking for the Sunday paper. Where's the Sunday paper? It's my day off, and it's not there. And then
I'm waking up now on Saturdays going, I overslept.
Yeah, right. You know, right. Exactly.
Still
right.
Still doing that.
Hey, great stuff with Chip Beck, Chris Jones.
Oh, fabulous.
Really, really great stuff.
Fabulous.
And we had John Dorman on from San Jose State about maybe a month ago.
Yeah.
Talking about his retirement as the head women's golf coach. And we spoke about the possibility of his wife, Dana, who was the assistant, if she'd be named as the new head golf coach. And she has now become that. And she had a wonderful round at the Olympic Club about 3 weeks ago. Was the medalist in qualifying for the inaugural senior USGA Women's Open. So
right.
Pretty cool stuff for that coming up, I believe, in Ohio.
Ohio, right. I think you're right. And so she was named the women's golf coach.
Exactly.
And we got the news this week, which is just fabulous. And congratulations to her and everybody in the athletic department there, you know, from the athletic director all the way down. What a great choice.
Yeah, their program, I think, is really on the uptick with the new practice center, and those have become a fabulous recruiting tool. You know, Stanford has their great facility, and
right.
and other clubs, you know, other courses around the country. There was a big deal. Oklahoma State has their own course, and you know, and Ricky Fowler did this TV show called Driven
right.
on Golf Channel for, I think it ran about 4 or 5 episodes, kind of promoting their golf program so really fabulous when these schools can have their own facility like that.
Very it's unique. A huge thing, and it's a very nice facility down at San Jose State, and we're still trying to work out for us to do a show from there. It's a beautiful practice facility. I mean, it's got everything that you need right there, and it's, as you said, what a wonderful tool for recruiting. You know, just come out of your classroom, and you got your own place.
I spent some time this week with Dan and Daniel James. Daniel Junior, who was the assistant superintendent at Peninsula Country Club for some time, is now, I believe, the general manager and superintendent of the Siebel facility at Stanford. And I'm going to be doing a golf clinic there in a couple weeks. KPMG,
nice.
Financial accounting firm, does a great program there that Condoleezza Rice is involved with, and a number of other key players, where KPMG picks about 20 young women from around the country, not based on their golf ability, but they get a 4-year college scholarship.
Mm.
They get to come to Stanford for a week to meet with professors and others, and along with Condi Rice. And then there's a group of us who are PGA members that will do an all-day golf clinic for them. And then they get a set of golf clubs from Callaway. And then when they go home, whatever town they're from, They get golf lessons for the year to get their golf going, thinking that as they go to school and go to college and to work in the business world eventually, that golf would be an important thing for them.
Oh, it is a great business tool. But when they go home and start playing golf, if they've got Stanford in mind, they better start reading books, too. Because, you know, they don't there's very high standards there,
well,
as we all know.
And again, they're not all going to go to Stanford University,
right.
But many of them have already been selected to which college they're going to attend.
Oh, okay.
And so it could be Seattle, Alabama,
yeah,
New York,
right,
Florida,
right.
Whatever. So a lot of things there. And a young woman that played for Stanford, Mariah Stackhouse, who was very instrumental in them winning the NCAA championship, she has also returned for these clinics and would work with it. And she's had a wonderful summer and spring so far on the LPGA Tour. She's had a couple of top 20s. She had a top 10 about a week ago. And I think she's about 50th or 60th on their money list right now.
Nice.
And she'd been playing the Symetra Tour, which is the equivalent of the web.com for the women, and really having a nice career. And it was a lot of fun to work with her the last couple of years at the Stanford Clinic.
So, well, when they won the national championship under the tutelage of Ann Walker, one of the greatest coaches ever, she made some putts coming down the stretch, John, that were just absolutely – talk about pressure-packed 15- and 20-footers, you know, to send her match into sudden death extra holes. What a great, great player she was and still is.
And a funny comment on Ann Walker. Nancy McDaniel, the Cal coach,
sure,
tried to qualify for the U.S. Women's Open at Olympic Club.
Mm-hmm.
And on her bag that day was Ann Walker.
Oh, nice.
Her former player, who is now her rival coach.
Rival
at
coach.
So you talk about deep friendships there.
That's one of the greatest stories ever.
Really, really a cool.
That is really, really nice.
Cool story there.
Good to hear that.
Great
Good
stuff.
To hear that.
PGA Tour this weekend. Again, I'm going to love to see Zach Blair do something well. He's two shots back. Great young man. Great family out of Utah. And be fun to watch him do well. And this is a tournament that Tiger is a honorary host of.
Yes.
And kind of a cool story.
Love to see him shoot a good final round. He's a little bit too far back. What is he, about nine?
Tiger?
Yeah.
Six back.
Okay. Well,
it's doable.
It's doable.
Yep.
It's doable. I like Francesco Molinari. I think he's playing really well, and it's his time. He had to forego France to play in this tournament, and it'll probably be worth it for him.
There we go. Always great thanks to Tom Spencer. Great wisdom that he shares with us. And a great guest today, Reese Jones, Karika Park, Alameda. Go check it out. Wonderful. You'll be glad you did. And Chip Beck, Ryder Cup player with the promotion with Premier Golf to attend the Ryder Cup and do a cruise.
And thanks to Lewis there at the controls.
Good job.
Appreciate
there.
It, pal.
Back next week, Hooked on Golf. KMBR, the Golf Sports Leader.
Hooked on Golf. Sponsored by Block Construction, team players you can trust on KNBR.